I was an active duty Navy nurse during the war. I had a lot of education before I became a nurse, and I had some fairly strong opinions about war in general and about the Vietnam War specifically. I had some, what you might call, assumptions about what it was like, and I also had lots of facts from books, and I learned a lot about war and wars from other people who I knew. My job responsibilities were what one would consider typical hands-on nursing. Take physical care of people who are ill, sick, injured, have immediate needs. If you know anything about ICU, CCU, recovery room, emergency rooms, rescue teams, if you watched things more recently about what occurred on 9/11, and take that image that's in your head, and instead of have it being in a New York City area, put it in a either beautiful green place or a wet, dirty, swampy place or a ship, then you'll know something about where I was and what I was doing. I was not at all prepared for the job that I was assigned because I was not interested in doing the job I was educated for. I have a lot of science education, and I did not want to use that science education in the way that the military thought it would be best to use it. I'm not a conscientious objector. I am a vet. In any one day, the number of men, mostly men that I saw, could vary from none to 100. They might have been walking wounded, had some small problem that really didn't need attention, but that doesn't mean they didn't feel like they needed attention. Some of the people who I treated, I have no memory of. Apparently, some of them have good memory of me, since I had a guy stop a large truck with two containers sitting on the back of it, jump on it, yell, "Hey, Ellie, what are you doing here?" I had no idea who he was. Didn't take long, though, for me to understand that he remembered my face. I followed up on every single human being that I could absolutely track down, and some people don't want to be tracked down, or I don't want to find out what I find out when I do find them. Lots of people I treated have found me one way or another. I did things that we were not ordered to do or asked to do or allowed to do, and I'm not someone who breaks rules easily, but if there's an emergency in front of me, I'm not going to let it be unresponded to. So I got on and off helicopters, places where nurses were not supposed to. If what you see when you look down is something that you're not sure is a human being still, and you're not sure if you even know what to do to save them, and you aren't sure if you're going to be okay at the end of the time, that can affect memory, concentration, attention. Part of the time I was stationed in this country, I was an ICU, CCU, recovery room, rescue nurse, emergency room nurse. I was also the head nurse, sometimes the only nurse in a building in a Navy base, and we were expected to provide safe, competent care to seriously injured human beings. The reason I'm here today is because a week ago, I listened to some current war vets talk about things in great detail about what happened to them within the last year, in a way that Vietnam vets, many, don't talk about now. And my personal experience and our experience, women who were active duty military personnel during the Vietnam War, is that if the vets who were fighting the war didn't speak, we certainly didn't either, because they were there doing the hard work. There's no such thing as a typical day in a war. There's no such thing as a typical day in a war zone. And if you're young, there's no such thing as understanding what you're making a contract for. If you take relationships with human beings seriously, you can't possibly support war. You can't possibly be pro-war. You can't possibly be pro-murder, whether it's done by a human being to a human being or done by a group of people to someone. If you kill someone, you kill someone, they're dead. And they don't get a second chance. Neither do the other people who love them. Vietnam now is beautiful, interesting, cosmopolitan, green. Unfortunately, like many other places that have been war zones, there's also high rates of particular kinds of neurological and other disorders. There's also lots of displaced families. There's lots of people still trying to find out where and who their families are. So I figured I could do some good as a nurse. I didn't believe that my physics degree would do anything useful towards stopping war, ending war, changing war. And I observed that because I have a father with a PhD in physics and an uncle with a variety of degrees who made toaster ovens for Westinghouse. He was involved in developing the ballistic missile guidance system for AWACS. I have an aunt who taught music. She was on one of the three planes that were hijacked and set down in the desert in the Middle East and one by one blown up. And the people on them were let go based on who the people who had control of the planes thought they were, or who they thought they related to, or who they thought their what their belief system was, or who they thought they were ethnically. But planes were blown up. People did not ever have the same life again. My memory of what I thought, felt, and believed then has always been consistent. I didn't think things had changed significantly then. I don't think things have changed significantly now if we're talking about war or about political decisions about war or about economic influence in war or about what war does to human beings, their relationships, and their lives. The people who I remember most are people who I knew before they were injured. The people who I have the longest lasting relationships with are people who I did not provide any physical nursing care for. I didn't talk a lot. I smiled, laughed, listened to them, and did whatever needed to be done with my hands without taking my eyes off their face. I would absolutely not undo any contract that I signed, any place that I was sent. Looking back now, I am glad I did what I did. I have few regrets in life. I'm alive.